Yeah, what do you call?
What do you
call green onions?
There's shallots.
Okay.
And
oh.
That's a winter onion. He grows all winter. He stays in the garden. You can go out there and get you a mess of green onions any time. If it ain't froze. Can't pull them when it froze. They grow deep in the ground. And the onion, you want to head up, you don't put it deep in the ground. It grows on top of the ground because it spreads out. Well, old sweet potato, rice potato too, they'll just bust that ground all up, spreading out, growing, getting bigger.
Any other kind of vegetables you grow in the garden? What about some vegetables you might put in a soup?
Yeah, we have cabbage and corn.
How much?
Okra. Now, okra's good in soup.
Now,
I like okra fried. You ever eat any fried okra?
Yeah. That's my favorite vegetable.
It is?
Yeah.
I like it any way you fix it. My son wouldn't eat part of that boiled okra for nothing because it's so stringy, you know, when you pick it. I don't mind that stringy. I'll just get that too. I like it. My wife cooks it on snap beans.
On what?
Snap beans.
Yeah. What kind of beans you got? You got snap beans?
Yeah.
Those are what kind? Do you have any different kinds of snap beans?
Just take green beans and string them and snap them. Break them up.
You got any other kinds of, any different kinds of snap beans?
Yeah, you can buy them in a can.
You have any different kinds of them?
Yeah, there's different kinds. There's just a bunch of bean and a pole bean. The pole bean's the best taste.
You got any of those yard longs?
Yeah, they got beans 9 inches long on. The longest bean's about 9 inches.
That's what you call a pole bean?
Yeah, that's a Kentucky Wonder. Big old flat bean. And if you get a little age on him, you can shell out. He won't cook that. Shell won't cook good, but you can shell him out, and the bean's good in there, snap beans. It won't break when it gets old.
Well, Mr., you got any other beans, maybe a real big flat bean?
Yeah.
Kind of?
You talking about lima beans now.
Yeah.
They got a flat shell on. There's a little speckled one, white one, and then there's a jumbo, big old bean.
Any other kind of beans? You got butter beans?
Yeah, that's butter beans.
I see.
Lima beans.
Lima beans
and
butter beans?
Yeah.
Now, when you get the bees out of them, you say you're doing what? What do you have to do to lima beans to eat them?
Just shell them and cook them.
Okay.
The pole beans, you just string them and snap them and cook them. We raise lettuce.
Yeah. How many could you get to a row?
Lettuce?
Yeah.
Oh, just have a drill of it all the way down the row. Lots of plants.
So,
And you got to thin it out if you make it head up.
I see. So if you wanted to make a salad of some sort, you might go out in the garden and get two.
I've grown some nice headed up lettuce. And some beautiful tomatoes.
You got those little tomatoes?
Yeah, little old tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Is that what you call them?
They call them patio tomatoes now. They're just for an ornament out there.
Yeah.
Plant them around your patio and sit out there and watch them.
You know, I had a friend who used to call them well, you know, the seeds aren't digested by humans. And when the sewage runs off, when humans eat them, comes out, sewage runs off. Anyway, he called them shit house tomatoes.
Yeah, that's right.
Anywhere there was a pretty, you know, you'd find those tomatoes somewhere coming up.
Well, I've seen those tomato plants out there back of Mohawk. There was a ditch come down through there when it was just a body plant, see.
Yeah.
And in the spring, those flood rains would get in the sewer and it washed a lot of that stuff out in that ditch. I don't know how it got in that ditch, but come on down there and those tomato plants.